Spirit, move me now. Move me now. Make my life whole again. Spirit, move over me. Yeah. Spirit, move over me. Turn into prayer this morning. Say, Spirit of the Most High God, move all over me. Move in me. From the crown of my head to the sole of my feet. Move like never before. Can somebody pray that prayer seriously? I am confident this morning that is going to move in your life in such a way he has not moved before. In such a way you have not experienced him. As you open your mouth this morning, he's going to do something unusual wherever you are under the influence of my voice now. I want you to open your voice, open your mouth, lift up your voice. Let him hear you. Cry to him this morning. Move us as a church, as a family. Move in my family. Move in my business, move in my career. Blessed be your name. In Jesus' most precious name we pray. Our Father and our God will thank you this morning. Sweet Holy Spirit, the greatest ally, the real help in time of need. We give you praise. We celebrate you. We adore you this morning. Thank you for who you are. Thank you for what you are doing in our life. Thank you for what you will yet do. Be that glorified in Jesus' name. As we hear you this morning, speak to us in that language you understand. Minister to our situations in the name of Jesus. I disappear, Lord, this morning that you may appear. Take over me. Whatever is not approved of you, may it not come out of my mouth. Bless your people, wherever they are, watching us now. Bless them. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Let somebody shout the glorious hallelujah. You are welcome in Jesus' name. This morning, without wasting time, we're going to go into a topic that says the greatest ally. The greatest ally. You agree with me that most of the time we see ourselves in the midst of helpers, but we still lack help. Most of the time, we see ourselves in the midst of loved ones, but you're still lonely. Amen. We see ourselves in the midst of great supporters, but we still need support. It simply means that you have not come across. You have not come in contact with this greatest ally. You're in the midst of family members, loved ones, friends and relatives, yet, you're still very lonely. It reveals that there's something in you that's yearning for something. That's what we're going to talk about. I'm going to introduce to you this greatest ally that can fill that vacuum, that can fill that yearning. In the midst of great advocates around you, great lawyers, yet you're still losing in the battle of life. But I tell you, when you come in contact with this great test ally, you will begin to win. I say you will begin to win in the mighty name of Jesus. So what is this great test ally all about? Who is this great test ally? Of course, when you talk about great test, you mean it's superior to all, like no other. Great test. Then who is an ally? Someone who wants to help you, who wants to support you. Someone who is there to help you, to support you in any cause, in any mission, is an ally. So when you marry them together now, the greatest ally is the greatest one that can help you. Greatest person that can help you where every other person have tried. So many have tried, not their fault, but because they don't have that superior power. Their power is limited. But this morning, we're going to hear about that one that has the superior power to help us. And he will begin to help us out in the mighty name of Jesus. So we have heard the definition of this ally. You know, according to Cambridge Dictionary, is someone who helps and supports someone else with a superior power. And that person is no other than the Holy Spirit. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
That's the Holy Spirit. So who is this Holy Spirit? Holy Spirit is the third person in Trinity. Holy Spirit is our helper. Holy Spirit is the comforter. Holy Spirit is our teacher, our advocate, paraclete. Praise the Lord. Holy Spirit can also be defined as the present and active God, or the present of an active God in one spiritual experience. It's the presence of an active and holy God in someone's spiritual experience. So you see that it's very active, and note what I said, holy is holy. Meaning that before you and I can assess him, you must be what? You must be holy. Praise the Lord. Yeah. First Peter says that. He said, our God is holy. Therefore, you too should be what? Should be holy. So you must have something that look like him to assess him effectively. Praise the Lord. That's the Holy Spirit. So he's our teacher, advocate. Call him names. So many names he has. Okay. Colossians chapter 2, verse 9 says, in him is the fullness of Godhead bodily. That is Christ. Including the Holy Spirit. Praise God. So this is the Holy Spirit as we have defined. If you look at John chapter 14, verse 16 to 17, as we're going to read this morning. John chapter 14, 16 to 17, okay, you will see so much about the Holy Spirit. This Holy Spirit is a person, and it can be referred as he. Yes, like the name of God, Theos, Christ, Christos in Greek. That's Jesus Christus. Then you talk about hagiopneumatos. Hagio is holy. Pneumatos is spirit. Talk about parakletos. All these are in masculine gender. They're in masculine gender. So you can refer to them as what? As he. So when you want to talk about Holy Spirit, you can use the personal pronoun he. Praise the Lord. The Holy Spirit. So he's a person. Then if you say he's a person, he has feelings. As you treat another person, you should treat him also. As we respond to treatment, means that he responds to treatment. So we should not just feel that it's just this kind of feelings I used to have. He's a person. Please note that this morning. And you can refer to him as he. Masculine gender. Praise God. Now I want to quickly look at the attributes, you know, of this Holy Spirit. What are the attributes? I want to talk about the personality attributes. Personality attribute. Number one is that he possesses intelligence. The Holy Spirit possesses great intelligence. What is intelligence? Ability to acquire and apply knowledge. Intelligence. So intelligence is not just all about knowing everything. Intelligence is not all about cramming something. Intelligence is about discovering, acquiring knowledge, and then have them applied. So if you acquire knowledge, you don't apply them, you are not intelligent. So Holy Spirit possesses intelligence. Look at what he said in Isaiah chapter 11, verse 2 to 3. Isaiah chapter 11, verse 2 to 3. A rod will come out from the house, from the stem of what? Of Jesse. And this rod will be empowered with such great wisdom, knowledge, understanding. Wisdom is the right application of knowledge. That's wisdom. Wisdom is the right application of knowledge. So if you have acquired knowledge, you don't apply them, you lack wisdom. It doesn't look like Holy Spirit. So Holy Spirit possesses intelligence. For our mothers this morning, as we celebrate you, you need this great intelligence to run your home, to marry your husband, to move around in your business. You need this word, intelligence. So when you walk with the Holy Ghost, automatically you have this intelligence inside of you. So Holy Ghost possesses intelligence. You can also see it in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 8, talking about word of wisdom, word of knowledge. These are the things you enjoy when you walk with him. He possesses will. Another personal attribute. He possesses will. If he possesses will, it means that he takes decision. And if he takes decision, it means that he has direction. If he has direction, it means that he's going somewhere. And then he reveals to us by that direction that he has code of conduct. He has patterns of operation. So if you want to work with him, if you want to get the best of him, you must align your will with that his will. Holy Spirit has a will. Romans chapter 15, verse 13 to 19. Romans 15, 13 to 19. Oh, sorry, let me use 1 Corinthians 12, 11. You know, it talks so much about the will of the Holy Spirit. So he's telling you that all the gift of the Holy Spirit is meant to accomplish his will. Look at it there. 1 Corinthians 12, 11. All the gifts are meant to do what? To accomplish his will. So he has direction. Any businessman that does not look at the trend of things will never succeed in business. So many people now are investing towards COVID-19. Why? Trying to help situation. If you go down to Africa, you see a lot of governors building isolation homes all over. What are they trying to do? They are trying to get a share of that fund that's being released because that's where their location is. So when you focus your business in the direction, on the move of the trend of the government, you get your own allocation. So if you understand the will of the Holy Spirit and you begin to align yourself, begin to walk in that direction, the blessing comes to you. Praise God. So he has a will. Meaning that what you need to do is to discover his will and do his will. Hallelujah. That means that if you must experience him as an advocate, you must walk according to the conduct that he has set aside. Your advocate, your lawyer will tell you what to say and what not to say, how to comport yourself. If you deviate from that, sir, man, you can't have the best of that you advocate. So he has a conduct. Model of Randy, how we need to behave to experience him. Praise God. He possesses power. Thank God for that. He spoke so much about that power. Romans chapter 15, you know, 13 to 19, tells us so much about that power. Paul praying to go to Rome, and he kept on praying for them. He prayed for joy and peace, for them to be abounding in hope through the power of the Holy Ghost. Through the power of the Holy Ghost. So there is a power that comes from the Holy Ghost. Power has been in the time of old. You saw it manifested. Even in Enoch, the Bible said that Enoch did what? Please the Lord, walk with the Lord. And he did not see death. Praise God. He moved. Elijah, you saw what God did. He waited for the chariot and he moved swiftly to heaven. We saw Jesus as resurrection move to heaven. That's power of the Holy Ghost. In the Old Testament and in the New. And that power is still working. What you need is to align your purpose to that of his purpose and you begin to enjoy this great power. Holy Ghost has power. So Paul prayed for them, you know, to do all things in the power of the Holy Ghost. Zechariah 4:6 tells us that it's not by mind, it's not by power, it's not by mind, it's not by strength, but by the Spirit, says the Lord. That's the power of the Spirit, says the Lord. He possesses knowledge. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 10. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 10 tells us that he searched all things, even the deep things of God. So if you're talking about knowledge, if you want knowledge, encounter the Holy Spirit. Knowledge of things to come. Because why? He goes to the Father. He knows what's happening up there, and he brings them to humanity here. And you are privy to the information of heaven because of the Holy Ghost. He searched the deep things of God. He possesses love. You can't love without the Holy Ghost. Because he teaches us how to love. He teaches us how to even love God. How to love our neighbors as ourselves. Even if the person, you know, is not behaving the way you had wanted that person to behave or expected. It teaches us how best to love. So if you accept him, if you receive him, if you understand his will and begin to align your purpose with that of his will, you will learn naturally how to love. It becomes very easy to love. You don't struggle loving again. The Bible says that he that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. 1 John 4:8. He that loveth not knoweth what? Not God. Have you seen how essential love is? So love is not opening mouth before somebody. Love is not, you know, clustering someone. Love is patient and kind. Love does not keep record of wrong. You treat that person as though he has done nothing. Holy Ghost teaches us how to love. How many of us want to partner with this Holy Ghost we're talking about? You need to work with him. Now let's look at a few of the divine attributes of the Holy Ghost. We have talked about the personality attribute. One of the divine attributes of the Holy Ghost is that it's omniscience. We have seen it, that he knows all things. Omniscience. He knows all things. In technology, he's there. In business, he's there. In medical, he's there. Name them. Everywhere, he's there. So there's no field he cannot be employed. There's no field that you don't need him. Because he knows all things. The Holy Ghost. He's omnipresent. Psalm 139, verse 7 to 8. Psalm 139, verse 7 to 8. David speaking. He said, where will I run from the Lord? I go to the hill, is there. Beneath the hill, is there. By the side, is there. Everywhere, the Lord is there. So the best thing you can do for yourself is to accept him, to walk with him, because he's all over. You can't run away from him, sir. You can't even hide your sin away from him. There's a song, you cannot hide it from God. You may cover your sin, and nobody will know, but you cannot hide it from God. What you do inside of you, even your thought, He knows them.
Other counselors, they are limited in what they can do.
But this Holy Ghost knows your thought.
Knows what God wants to do. He works in you to pattern your thought if you allow him to connect with what God wants to do. He knows the move. He knows what God wants to do this season. How many of us know the move of God this season? We don't know. But Holy Ghost knows. And as many that yield to his instruction, his teachings, will begin to flow in that move. And I tell you, you will never lack allocation. I pray for somebody this morning. Anywhere you have been lacking the allocation of God, it's coming your way this season in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
The Holy Ghost is omniscient. It's omnipotent. We have seen it. Acts 1:8. And ye shall receive what? Power. After the Holy Ghost has come. And then you can what? Minister everywhere. You can preach. You can talk with all manner of boldness. Jerusalem, Samaria, everywhere. Name them. After you have received power. The disciples, they were so much, unlearned people. They don't know anything. They were not bold. They were as timid as anything. But by the time the Holy Ghost came inside of them, boldness came. Sons and mothers, maybe you lack boldness. I can stand here because the Holy Ghost is with me. So when you have the power of the Holy Ghost, you do the unusual. It has power. It's omnipotent. Romans 15:19 says, through signs and wonders, he preached the gospel. Through signs and wonders, Paul preached the gospel to the point that so many things were happening. His handkerchief also. Healing. Revival. Anywhere he tried to, to go, there must be signs and wonders. So, brethren, the Holy Ghost is omnipotent. There's no thing he cannot handle, no matter how difficult it might appear. In creation, he has been there. Creation of all things. So, when you are talking about creativity, he's the master of creativity. You can't create more than him. All this creativity you are seeing all over the world is because of the inspiration of the Holy Ghost. The Bible says there's a spirit in a man, but the inspiration of the Lord giveth what? Giveth understanding. Some of them don't know the God that inspired them, but they knew that something somehow ministered to them, and they were able to bring it into fruition. So they call it names. They say there's something. Something just means it's not something. It's Holy Ghost. It's not something. He revealed himself to you.
Yes.
And you're able to bring out something. Yes. Now, he's in charge in animation. Animation, children. You know what I'm talking about, animation. Bringing dead things, something that is not life, not living thing, into live, into activities.
Mm-hmm.
When Holy Ghost comes into something that is dead, life comes into that thing. A marriage that is dead, experiencing the Holy Ghost, it comes alive. Marriage, you begin to be sweet. Business, career, name them. That is as though he's dead. When you experience this Holy Ghost I'm talking about, the greatest ally, there will be natural resurrection. Maybe you have not tried it. If you are watching me now, maybe you have not tried it. Accept him. Allow him to come into your life. Allow him to lead you and direct you. And you will see whether there will be a difference in that your marriage, whether there will be a difference in that your finances, your spiritual, your academics. Every aspect of your life will begin to experience resurrection by the reason of this encounter with the Holy Ghost. So if there's anything you need, I am introducing that for you that is the greatest ally. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost is eternal. That touches me. Every other supporter, every other helper, they have season. They come and go.
Someone you love so much, they have been helped to you. Some people break down because they lost their husband. Some people break down so much because they lost their loved one. Someone who have been supporting them as if life is over. But brethren, this one is from generation to generation. Season comes, season goes, it's still there. Why not hook up with this Holy Ghost? Why not hook up with this personality that is eternal, that lasts forever, that ensures you make it to the end? The Holy Ghost, because of time, God will help us. Why do we need, or who needs this Holy Ghost? As I've said, those who are unsaved need the Holy Ghost. Those who are frustrated, who are depressed, who are confused, battered, need the Holy Ghost. Those who have so many questions unanswered, so many of us now in our minds, we have so many unanswered questions. You need the Holy Ghost to answer them, because he revealed the secret things of the end. Questions your fathers, your mothers, your friends, relatives cannot answer, your bosses cannot answer, Holy Ghost can answer them. All you need, accept, walk with him, and you see him open your eyes. So why do we need this great ally? Without him, we can do nothing. John 15:5. Struggle not. Don't waste your time. Without him, you are going nowhere. It will amount to activities without productivity. Why wasting your time doing things that you know will not give you access? He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one cometh to the Father except through me. Every other way is counterfeit. Every other way is activities without productivity. So you need him, because without him, you can do nothing in life. For your best to come out, that is why you need him. You need the Holy Ghost for your best. The giant in you to emerge. Look at what 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 7 says. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 7. He said, manifestation of the Spirit is given for you to profit without. So the gift of the Spirit is given to you and I for us to profit without. So there is profiting when you walk with the Holy Ghost. Let's just look at that John 14. Let me just pick some places. I want to pick 15. Let me just pick a few of them. 15 says, if ye love me, I read it from John 14:15. If ye love me, keep my commandment. Verse 16 says, and I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever. 17 said, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because he seeth him not. Neither knoweth him, but ye know him, for he dwelleth with you and shall be in you. I will not leave you, verse 18, comfortless. I will come to you. 19 says, yet a little while, and the world seeth me no more, for ye see me, because I live, ye shall also live. 20 says, at that day ye shall know I am in my Father, and ye in me, and I in you. He that had my commandment and kept them, he it is that loveth me, and he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him, and will manifest myself to him. Now I want to jump to 24. Say, he that loveth me not keepeth my saying, and the word which ye hear is not mine, but the Father which sent me. 25 says, these things have I spoken unto you, being ye yet present with you. 24, but the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance, whatever I have said unto you. And verse 27, he ended with, he said, peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you, not as the world giveth. Give I unto you, let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Now, you saw what happened here. I will say that he made sure that he wrote his will. Jesus wrote his will before leaving. Yes. His soul, he said, the Father we have. His body, he said, Joseph, we take care of that. Praise God. And the mother, he said, John should handle that. When he came to his peace, he said, my peace I give to you. I give to disciples. Now, that's the thing he willed to them. And he said, with this peace, you will not be troubled. People are troubled because they lack peace. And that peace only comes from the Lord. Brethren, whoever does not have peace cannot give peace. Where will you get it from? The person that is not comforted, who are you going to comfort? Where are you going to comfort him from? If time permits us, we will see areas where human comfort comes and the limitations of human comfort. So where is he going to comfort you from? Jesus has given you all. My peace I give unto you. So he expects you to be comforted. He expects you to be relaxed. He expects you not to be troubled. Why you are troubled? Because you lack the Holy Ghost. Praise God. If you read 16, chapter 16, to let me just read so I can marry them together because of time. 16, also, there are a lot of stories. Now look at verse 7 of that 16. He said, nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is expedient for you that I go away. For if I go not away, the Comforter will not come unto you. But if I depart, I will send him unto you. And when he is come, he will reprove the world of sin, of righteousness, and of judgment. Look at verse 9. Of sin, because they believe not on me. Of righteousness, because I go to my Father, and ye see me no more. Of judgment, because the prince of this world is judged. Now 12 say, I have yet many things to say unto you, but ye cannot hear them. 13. Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. For he shall not speak of himself. And whatsoever he shall hear, that he speaks. And he will show you things to come. So if you don't walk with the Holy Ghost, you are missing a lot. He will show you things to come. He will reveal great and mighty things that you have no knowledge about unto you. And remember, he will not speak of his own. So why do we need this great king? We have talked about your best is yet to come. Look at it. It's a speed end that he goes. Why? Because you will not remain in college forever. Right. Every day they are bombarding you with teaching. Who are you teaching? It's the mind of God that you grow. And you go about teaching others. He said to the disciples, your best will not come out. If I go, then you know what Holy Ghost can do. If I go, then you know what I have embedded inside of you. So there are so many things that will not come alive until. And now he has gone. He has purchased our pardon through his blood. And the fruit of the Holy Ghost came. So now, our duty is to relate, consummate with him for the best to come out. So Jesus, the Holy Ghost expects so much from us now. Because everything that we need to succeed in life has been released. So why do we need him? For great comfort. I said it takes being comforted to comfort someone. People comfort people, some out of selfish reasons, some to draw them to their side, Some to bring others down when comforting. But Holy Ghost is saying that he will comfort you with what? With truth. He will not speak of his own. He's not going to corner you to his side or to any person's side. He's going to tell you the way it is. Now, telling you the way it is means that he will open the wound. Have you ever had little injury or minor injury and the thing look as if it has gone, but it's paining you inside? And you go to the doctor, the doctor say, we're going to reopen this again. It can be very painful. So Holy Ghost will reopen it again and apply healing balm. That's what he does. He will reopen it by way of truth. He will tell you that you are wrong here. He will not hide it for you. He will not pretend because of what you have. He will not pretend because of what you can do or what he's expecting you to do. He will bring out the truth so bare to you. So it's not selfish about this comfort. And he will apply that healing balm. After he has told you the truth, he will know where you are. He will not say, come, my son. Come, my daughter. And the Bible said that ye shall know the truth. And truth shall do what? John 8:32. And the truth shall set you free. So if you have not known the truth about your behavior, you are still in bondage. If you don't know the truth about how you behave, your limitation, your weaknesses, you are still in bondage. So the Holy Ghost will tell you the way it is. He will not hide it. To your face, my daughter, you are wrong. But I know you can make amend. I know this is not your last. This is not your best. Your best is yet to come. But he will tell you the way it is. That's why he's a great comforter. Other comforter can comfort you with limitations. He's a great comforter. 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 He will surely comfort me today. He's a great comforter. He's also a guardian and protector. That's one of the things too that he has. He can guide you, he can protect you. Brethren, when he guides you, you experience speed. When he guides you are not stagnated. If you see somebody who have been well guided, you will see speed in that person. Praise the Lord. He will show you the way because he knows the way. Those days, I used to have a colleague when we did youth service, and he discovered that this young man, you know, in the group, called the group of accountants to come to audit the SCCF, you know, account and the rest of them. All of a sudden, we were looking for any person that would cheer us. And the young man, you know, whispered to them that he has chartered after youth service. So, why youth service? Or before, after school, he has chartered. And we are wondering. Automatically, we gave him that position to cheer us. And later, I was restless. I went to ask this young man, what is responsible? How come? He said that my father guided me through. His father has been a principal accountant. Now, what touches me most was that this guy did not come from accounting background. He read international relations. But while in school, anytime he comes back from school, he has a private lecture for him. So this man was busy guiding him. We are busy wasting our time. He was utilizing his time. And by the time he was graduating from school, he was already a chartered accountant. And I tell you, as we were leaving UCBs, they took in one of the great banks as experienced hire. So when you are well guided, you have speed. You don't waste time doing permutation, combination, thinking which one is this. You stand on the shoulder of that person guiding you. But you must yield. Because of our time. You experience, when you have this great ally, you experience unprecedented revelation and deep secrets. We have talked about it. So how can I experience this greatest ally? Number one, you must be born again. John 3:3. You must be born again. Except a man is born again, he cannot experience the kingdom of God. You must be born again. 2 Corinthians 5:17.
tells us that whoever is in Christ Jesus is a new creature. All things have passed away and everything has become new. Look at what we are told in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 14. He told us that the natural man cannot understand all these things because they are spiritually discerned. Any person who is still out there cannot understand the things of the Spirit. You will call them foolishness. You don't say that they are foolishness to them that are perishing. So when it does not make sense to you, know where you are heading to. I need not ask questions about you. I know where you are heading to. Praise God. So you must be, born again and then baptized in the Holy Ghost and become very sensitive by way of yielding to the will of the Holy Spirit. We have seen that he has a will. When you become sensitive to his will, what does he want me to do? Sometimes I will say something and Holy Spirit will reprove me and tell me, Pastor, what did you just do? I will say, I'm sorry. I'll get back. So no matter the level you are, if you are in relationship with him, he tells you what to do, what not to do, how to dress, how to speak, how to carry yourself. He teaches you all these things. Now, if you come to teaching, he will teach you all things. Now, so many deep secrets that Jesus has touched but has not opened by way of what we call the parables. Holy Spirit begin to teach you those so many things. That's why you see some people manifesting, bringing some revelation, and you are asking, where is it coming from? So Jesus has made him to continue from where he stopped. Pleading his cause, pleading your cause. Praise God. So he teaches us great things. He's a great teacher. If you want to know about marriage, ask the Holy Ghost. He will not teach you out of selfishness. If you don't know about finances, ask the Holy Ghost. He giveth power to make wealth. Does it mean that somebody that can give power does not have that? He giveth power to make wealth. So it means that he knows how to make wealth and knows about the empowerment of wealth. I want us to quickly know, because time is fast spent, that this Holy Spirit can be grieved. Ephesians 4, verse 30. Ephesians 4, 30 tells us that we should grieve not the Holy Spirit. How can you grieve the Holy Spirit? By communication that does not glorify God. So what do you say at home? What do you say in your office? What do you discuss with friends? Communication, corruption of, that, it can corrupt your mind. It can corrupt so many things about you. So bad communication can grieve what? The Holy Ghost, in which you are sealed to the day of redemption. Have you seen it? So when you speak bad things, you pull out. It can be lied to. Do you lie? Acts chapter 5, verse 3. He was lied to, Ananias and Sapphira. Acts chapter 5, verse 9. He was tempted. So Holy Spirit can be tempted. He can be blasphemed. Matthew 12:31. It can be blasphemed. Holy Spirit can be resisted also. Acts chapter 7, verse 51. You saw where Stephen was talking to Sanhedrin and the rest of them. What was he telling them? That they resisted the Holy Ghost as their father did also. So you can resist the Holy Ghost. It can be quenched. Yes, because of time. 1 Thessalonians 5:19 say, quench not the Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost can be quieting. Zechariah chapter 6, verse 8. It can be vexed. Isaiah 63, verse 10. And then you can fellowship with the Holy Ghost. Philippians chapter 2, verse 1. Where I want you to get to is to get to that level of fellowship. And without being born again, you cannot have your real fellowship. And if you are here, you want to give your life to Christ by the reason of this great introduction about this person, this greatest ally. Just say after me, now, Lord Jesus, I come to you. Have mercy on me. I recognize I'm a sinner. I know you died for me. Please forgive me. Remove my name from the book of death and put it in the book of life. And release unto me the grace to live a holy life. Thank you, Jesus. Father, I lift up my voice and pray for your children who are under the influence of my voice and have given their life to you by reason of this message. Lord, I ask, O God, that you will touch their life. Heal them, O God. Renew them, O God. Every difficulty in their life, roll them away. empower them to begin to live this new life. Father, King of glory, and the grace to make it to the end. Let it be released unto them in the name of Jesus. Blessed be your name. In Jesus' precious name we are praying. Can somebody shout a glorious hallelujah? Hallelujah. If you are blessed, shout a glorious hallelujah.